Start your day at the Torahway, Northwest London. Thursday, 25th of Cheshvan, 9th of November. Rabbi Sholem Siegel Shlita. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. This week's Torah is sponsored L'schus HaShavuim Bamil Chamosh Yachzu L'Vatehem L'Shalom B'mheiro V'L'schus L'Refuah Shleim Shal Yosef Do Ben Chaylo Neri Yoesh Yizke L'Refuah Shleimo B'Koru B'Sof Sh'or Chulei Yisrael.
Good morning. This week's parasha, Parashas Chayei Sarah. So we have Eliezer Eved Avraham. He finds a suitable wife for Rivka. He brings Rivka back. Yitzchak takes Rivka into the tent. He gained comfort from the death of his mother. And Rashi tells us that when Rivka came into the tent, the three miracles that had been prevalent during the lifetime of Sarah Imenu, they returned. I mean, they went when Sarah died, and now they came back when Rivka entered the tent. What were the three miracles? The three nisim were the brocha in the dough, the onon, the cloud, and for our purposes, the most pertinent one, the fact that the candles burnt me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. They went from one week to the next. And whilst the first two are readily understandable, the significance, the fact that there would be a special bracha in the dough, and the cloud, the special cloud, but what was the significance of the fact that the ner burnt from one Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos? If you were to tell me that there had been a nes, that the candles burnt for the whole of Shabbos, something that most people don't have, I could understand, because that has relevance. In the same way as the menorah burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, at least at the times when Klal Yisrael was zocher to the Nes, the Ner Tamid burnt for the full 24 hours, because it has a shaychus to the 24 hours. The Shabbos candles have a shaychus to the 24, 25 hours, or whatever it may be, of Shabbos. Even if you were to tell me that the Shabbos candles burnt for the whole of Shabbos and Sunday, even that we could understand. What I mean to say is, because there's a Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, Nun Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says over there, that Goy Shabbos, if a Goy was to keep a form of Shabbos, he's Chayev Misa. And Ravina comes along and he says that the Chiddush over here is Afilu B'Yoim Sheni. Even if he was to make a Shabbos on the Monday, not Dafka Monday, but if he was to make a Shabbos on any day of the week, his rest day he would be Chayev Misa. And everyone's rather perplexed there. Rashi and the others already question, why do you pick on B'Yoim Sheni? What about B'Yoim Rishon? If you're looking for an example, take the first example, would be Sunday. So the Chasam Sofer answers very simply. Because if you were to say B'yom Rishon, I would say, okay, I can understand, because it's Shabbos somewhere in the world. Shabbos still is live and kicking somewhere in the world on Sunday. In other words, when it's already Motzoi Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, well, go westwards and it's still Shabbos. In England, it's still Shabbos. America's still Shabbos. So therefore, by the time you come to Sunday, at least a good part of Sunday, it's still Shabbos somewhere in the world. So I can understand if a goy was to keep Shabbos, he'd be Chayav Misa. So therefore, that's why the Gemara says, no, even if it's Monday and onwards, when it's not, Shabbos is already gone, long gone. Nonetheless, the goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. It's Chayav Misa if he does so. So here as well, if you were to tell me that the candles burnt from Erev Shabbos through Sunday, I can understand. But the fact they burnt me Erev Shabbos, and therefore what? I mean, obviously it's an amazing feat. Maybe a world record, but what's the significance of the fact that it burnt beyond the time of Shabbos? Is it just to tell us the bracha of Shabbos spilled over to the week, or is there something a little bit more that's going on over here? So yes, the title of this shiur, Just One Shabbos and We'll All Be Free. Ronnie wanted to know whether he should sing it before, but you're welcome to do so. As I said to him, you probably know the song better than I do. But last week when I was asked to give a title, I didn't yet know what I was going to speak about, so that's what sort of came to mind. And I think a couple of minutes after putting down the phone, I suddenly thought, hold on a second, I'm sure I've used this title before, maybe not in this forum, but I tuck it to check 5 years ago, this time of year, I did use a very, very similar title. Just then, it was Just Two Shabboses and We Will All Be Free. And that was based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, on the base, the Gemara says there, Ilamoni Yisrael Meshamrin Shtei Shabbosis, that if Klal Yisrael were to keep two Shabbosis, Miad Nigodin, Kil Chosan, Miad Nigodin, they would be redeemed straight away. However, there is a medrash in Shemos Rabbah that says that if Klal Yisrael were to keep one Shabbos, as per MBD's song, one Shabbos would suffice to bring Moshiach. And as I think Meforshim already raised, is it one Shabbos or is it two Shabbos? What's the, is it just a machlokes between the Gemara and the Medrash, or is there something a little bit more going on over here? And that's what I'd like to share with you today. I'm not going to give a repeat of 5 years ago, but is like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes, Omid Beis, the Gemara there discusses the case of a person who finds himself, Baderech or Bamidbar, he finds himself in the desert, and he's lost track of time, doesn't know what day of the week it is, and he realizes any day of the week could be Shabbos. He's got absolutely no idea where he is in terms of time. So the question is, what does he do in terms of Shabbos? He's got no way of connecting with the outside world. This is obviously prior, or at least he can't get connection there. So Bichlal, he's got no way of finding any information out. So what should he do? And the Gemara says over there that he should make one day in seven, he should keep as a Shabbos. There's a machlokes in the Gemara how to go about it. Do you say from the day that he realizes his predicament, he should start with Shabbos straight away, the next day should be Shabbos, and then count 6 days of the week, and then Shabbos again six like that, paralleling the Adam Rishon. When Adam Rishon came into the world, that's what happened with him. He came in on Erev Shabbos. The first full day he had was a Shabbos, and then 6 days of the week, Shabbos. Maybe that's the way to do it. Or, as we talk a Paskin, then no, what he should do is imitate the actual creation of the world, the Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis, 6 days of the week, and then Shabbos. And so too, therefore, what he should do is keep 6 days from wherever he's holding, start now, counting next day 1, 2, 3, all the way through, and then on the seventh day should be Shabbos. That's the Gemara over there. Now, the Gemara actually goes on and it says, but in practice, what's going to be the difference between your day seven and the other 6 days? Meaning to say that every single day is a Sofik Deiraisa. It could be that today is Shabbos. And therefore, you can only do as much work as is necessary in order to keep oneself alive, because of Pikuach Nefesh. You can't do any more than that, because maybe today is Shabbos. I can't prepare for tomorrow, because maybe today is Shabbos. So every single day, I'm going to have to do enough work just to keep myself alive. And that would include the seventh day as well. Because you can't say on the sixth day, well, I'll do double the amount of work, because maybe today is Shabbos. So in which case, you're going to be doing work every single day, minimal amount, but every single day of the 7 days, you're going to be doing work, the amount which is necessary to keep a person alive. If that's the case, asks the Gemara, so what makes day seven, what makes it different to the other 6 days? What makes that day Shabbos more than the other days? And the Gemara answers, Bikidusha v'Havdalta, because on the seventh day, you make Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Ritva asks over there, he says, but how can you do that? There's a 6 and 7 chance, and that was probability-wise, you've got the wrong day. There's a 6 and 7 chance that today is not Shabbos, in which case you're making numerous brachas levatala. And depending on how long he finds himself in the midbar without being able to verify the facts, this could obviously multiply into many tens of brachas levatala. So ask the Ritva, how can he make Kiddush and Havdalah? And the Ritva gives a couple of answers. One answer saying that perhaps we're dealing with an Issa D'Rabbanon in terms of Baruch HaLevatolo, and therefore Chazal have the Koyach to be able to override it. The other answer, seemingly he's saying to make the brachos below Shem U'Malchus, in other words, don't make the brachos with Hashem's name. But this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says again, you've got a person who finds himself in the Midbar, doesn't know what day is Shabbos, what he should do is, as far as we're concerned, the Halacha, count 6 days as your Yomos HaChol, and then the seventh day should be Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what makes the seventh day Shabbos? The answer is Kiddush and Havdalah. And we have this question, but how can you make Kiddush and Havdalah? Surely you've got a very, very likely case of making Brachos Levatolah. You've got the Ritva's answers. But the Radvaz, the Rabbeinu Bechai, and various others, they all say an incredible, incredible Yesod. And that is that they say that, put Shabbos Bereishis to the side for a second. Put to the side the fact that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day, which is obviously starting from Briyasa Odom, that's when time began. We know that every seventh day from then would be the Shabbos Bereishis. Put that to the side. they all say that there is a concept that a person has a chiyuv, has an absolute obligation, independent of Shabbos Bereishis, to create one day in seven, which is, call it quality time with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Phone off, business is closed, it's just a day to connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's your own Shabbos. Now, ordinarily, that day is going to be what you'd call Saturday. It's going to be Saturday because you're keeping Shabbos Bereishis anyway. But says the Radvaz, says the Rabbeinu Bechai and others, they say that there is this concept that if the person is in the Midbar and he's clueless as to which day is actually Shabbos Bereishis, so he has to ensure that there is one day in seven which is different to the others. This day is my Shabbos. Now, of course, every single day will be a Sofek Shabbos Bereishis, and you will only be able to do enough work to keep oneself alive. But you have to still, now you don't know which day is actually Shabbos Bereishis, you have to create one day in seven, which will be my Shabbos. And the Rabbeinu Bechai writes a very powerful lashon there. He writes, and if a person doesn't do this, this guy who's in the Midbar, and he doesn't create one day in seven as Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. That's what the Rabbeinu Bechai says. It's not just a nice inyan, a nice, no. This is an absolute chiyuv, an obligation. If a person doesn't do it, he's Chayiv Misa. What is the idea in this? The idea is because that really Shabbos belongs to all 7 days of the week. Really and truly, there is no difference between Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. They're all the same. Meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world all 7 days. The only difference is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on the 6 days of the week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to create a mask. And that mask comes in the guise of Ishtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, 6 days of the week, Shesh Yesom Tavod, that on these 6 days of the week, you have to at least make believe that your work is what's bringing in the paranoia. You can't just sit back and rely on Nissan. You have to create that mask of Ishtadlus. But realize at the same time, as hard as it is to believe, but to realize at the same time that the paranoia actually has nothing to do with the Ishtadlus. They give a moshal, I don't know who actually gives this moshal, but the moshal is given of a person who's driving a car, and he's got his little yankel sitting there in the passenger seat to the side of him, who also wants to imitate his father. And he's got a steering wheel there, and he's busy. Every time they come to a corner, they're going right, so yankel turns right, and yankel thinks he's driving the car. So they say, one of the Magidim say that that's Peshat in Ishtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to do Ishtadlus. Without that, you're relying on Nissan. But to realize at the same time that the Ishtadlus is not the means to the Parnasa, it's a mask. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu illustrates that by giving us one day in seven and says, you can take off the mask today. Today, don't do any work, and you'll see it makes not the slightest bit of difference. Shock, horror, the world continues. Everything in the world continues to run, and people can testify, those who at one time did not keep Shabbos, and then they did start keeping Shabbos. There are people who can testify that at the end of the year they checked their accounts, and there was absolutely not, down to the penny, no difference between the year when they kept Shabbos and the year when they didn't keep Shabbos. Meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the same idea with Shemitah, that on Shabbos provides a lens through which you can see what's really going on throughout the week. It's something that, again, you can't sit there and keep 7 days of Shabbos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Sheish Yesom in Tavod, you have a chiyuv of Ishtadlus, you have to create that mask throughout the week. But one day in seven, take off that mask and just sit back and see that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu all along. And that will provide a lens to all the days of Shabbos and all the days of the week. And in that sense, therefore, really Shabbos belongs to all 7 days of the week. Shiva Yemei Shabbato doesn't mean 7 days of the week. It means 7 days of Shabbos. Shabbos, really, the DNA of Shabbos is within every single day. In fact, the Ramak, Ramosha Cordovero, he writes, well, he's quoted the saying that, however you want to take this, but he says that initially when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there were just 6 days of the week. And each day had 28 hours. 28 hours, very possibly imitating the cycle of the moon. The cycle of the moon is really closer to 28 days than 29 and a half. The only reason we have to keep 29 and a half is because the earth has moved in terms of its position vis-a-vis the sun. And because of that, we need an extra day and a half plus in order to bring it back in line with the sun. But the actual cycle of the moon round the earth, coming back to the same point around the earth, is that Ibn Ezra already notes this in Parshas Bo, is it's actually just under 28 days. And therefore, very possibly, that's why initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, created the world that each day would have 28 days. But the 6 days of the week, they came along to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, we want a melech. Says the Ramak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the 6 days of the week and said, fine, you want a melech? You're each going to have to donate four hours of the day. And from those collected donations, 4 hours times six, you'll get another 24 hours. That will be your day of Shabbos. So Shabbos is actually, says the Ramak, is actually made up of the hours of the week. Shabbos is a part of every single day within it. And therefore, going back now to the Yesod of the Radvaz and the others, the Rabbeinu Bechai, it makes perfect sense that a person has an obligation, aside from Shabbos Bereishis, we have an obligation to make sure that one day in seven, it could be any day of the week, without Shabbos Bereishis coming into the picture, you could pick any day of the week. It was not going to make a difference whether it's Monday, Thursday, or Saturday. Every single day of the week, really and truly, you can remove the mask on that day and see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One day in seven, like with Shemitah, so too with Shabbos, one day in seven. And therefore, coming back to the Gemara in Shabbos, the guy who finds himself in the Midbar, and he doesn't know, he's lost track of time. So what should he do? So going to Halacha, we said what we do is, 6 days, count 6 days. This is the formula, follow, imitate, Briyasa Olam, 6 days of the week, and then keep, whatever day it is, keep it as Shabbos. It may well be that in truth, really, it's really Sunday, it could be Wednesday, it doesn't make a difference. That day is your day of Shabbos. Since I've lost track, I don't know where Shabbos Bereishis is, of course, I've got to be choshish that every single day could be Shabbos Bereishis. And therefore, don't do any more malacha than is necessary to keep oneself alive. But you have to create a day when this is, not a sofik, this is my Vadai Shabbos. Says Ramosha Kordovero, that's why you're able to make Kiddush and Abdol on that day. There's no chashash or brachal of Atola. Because since that's your Shabbos, which in the words of the Rabbeinu Bechai, you have a chiyuv, an absolute obligation to create, and without it, the person will be chayv misa. On this day, you can make Kiddush and Avdolah without any concern of any brachal of Atala, because this becomes my Shabbos until I make it out of the Midbar, at which point I can then bring back in tandem my Shabbos and Shabbos Bereishis, I can bring them back together. Then, until that time comes about, this will be my day of Shabbos. This idea that we have to call it now Bechinus of Shabbos. We have Maise Bereishis, Zeichel Maise Bereishis. The idea that there is Shabbos that we keep as we know it, which is, again, we'll call it Saturday. That's one Bechinus of Shabbos. But there is this other Bechinus of Shabbos, which is the day that we have to create. This is my day of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we said, ordinarily they're going to come together. It's only in extenuating circumstances like the guy in the Midbar that at that point they may not be working in tandem. This idea could well be that these two Bechinas of Shabbos, they are the Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis and the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we're told that HaKadosh, the Mishnah in Ovis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 Ma'amorim, with 10 utterances. And it's explained, Rabbi Gedalia Sharon, I think others explained, the idea was, the Mishnah says, the world could have been created with one Maimah, but the problem was, had it been created with one Maimah, everything would have been so clear. The idea of the 10 Ma'amoras was to create 10 veils behind which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself. And therefore, that day of Shabbos, when you're sort of putting it in perspective with the 6 days of the week, it stands out as one day in the week without any connection to the 6 days of the week. Because throughout the week, there's this helam, there's this sense of concealment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed in the world of nature. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but on the seventh day, just like I rested, so too, Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis, you keep one day in seven. And it could well be that if it was just that, Zeichel Maaseh Bereishis, Shabbos would come in at sundown and would go out. No idea of Tosefta Shabbos. This is the one day, the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. There will be no connection, no relationship with the rest of the week. Because the rest of the week is a state of hell. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim is, they explain, the Mefarshim explain, the idea of the 10 Makas, which corresponds to the 10 Ma'amorim with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the idea was that each mako, says Rabbi Gedalia Shard, each mako removed one veil. Until finally with Makas Bechayres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani bechvedi va'atzmi, I'm going out to Mitzrayim. This brings us back to the moment of Bereishis Bara Elokim, the moment with, when you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. And therefore, that when they came out to Mitzrayim, I haven't managed to track it down. I'm sure that I once heard, it was the Chasam Sofer who says, that mitzvah of Shabbos that they received in Mora was this bechinah of Shabbos that we're talking about. It's nothing to do with Saturday. It's nothing to do with Maaseh Bereishis. It's the idea of you creating one day in the week. It could be any day of the week, potentially. Sunday, Wednesday, whichever day. You have a chiyuv independent of Maaseh Bereishis. The Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, they only received that when they came to Har Sinai. Together with all the mitzvahs of the Torah, then you have to start keeping the Shabbos Bereishis. But until that point, in Mora they were given this idea, which perhaps is the Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. When they came out of Mitzrayim, the experience with the ten makas removed all that state of Herem to the extent that they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clarity of vision in every facet of creation. Not just in the beginning of Shabbos, but in Sunday, Monday, every facet, the heavens, the earth, the luminaries, vegetation. You could look and you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. So pick whichever day of the week you want, it's Shabbos. There's no difference now between Sunday, Wednesday, or Saturday. They're all the same. And that was the Zeichel, that was the Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the Shabbos, which is the Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And very possibly, in fact, just before we come to Beis Shammai Mishillel, we'll discuss in a second where you see it there. Just to bring out the point, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, where the Gemara says on Kuf Yud Ches, it says over there that if a person is mechalel es hamayades, meaning to say that he's machalel, he profanes, he doesn't keep the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, it's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. It's like serving avodah zarah. Now that seems rather, on the face of it, over the top. I mean, we're not about Shabbos here, we're not talking about Yom Tov. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. Ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. Why? What's it got to do with avodah zarah? And the pshat seems to be because the oved avodah zarah of once upon a time, the Rashba brings in his Hakdomo to Chiddush HaGodis. He says it's not pshat the fools you get today who are atheists and things like that. They all recognized, of course, there had to be a Borei Olam. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Just they said that. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want anything to do with our lowly world down here, planet Earth? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was too busy up there with the celestial and all the worlds up there. He gave over this world, this lowly world, he gave it over to their Getchkas and Teva and whatever it is, Mazalos. He left it to run on that. That's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah believed. They believed that there was a disconnect between Shomayim and Oretz. Hashem's up there in the heavens, and down here on earth, it's left over to the world of Teva. And obviously, we don't believe that. That is the belief of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But a person who is Mechalel es HaMoed is doing exactly that. Peshatis, he says, there's Yom Tov, and there's Chol. There's Moed and there's Chol. But there's no connection. There's no cross between one and the other. The whole idea of Chol HaMoed is to take the Moed, to take the Yom Tov, and bring it into the days of Chol. To show that we believe, although that yes, we can't live in practice, at least not at the moment, right? But before Zman HaMashiach, when the Yom Shekud HaShabbos will come about. But until then, Sheish Yis Yom Talbid, you've instructed us, we can't live on Nisim. So of course there has to be that idea of Chol. But not to live with the belief of these Ovdei Avodah Zarah that Chol is completely disconnected with Moed. On Moed, that's a time for us to learn, to daven. But Chol, that's not a time for davening. That's not a time to serve Hashem. This is a time, this is Chol. The whole idea of Chol HaMoed is to show, to express that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu belongs to the Yemos HaChol as much as he belongs to the Moed. Chol HaMoed, that's the idea of Chol HaMoed. And this is, as I said, it's the same idea of these two bechinas of Shabbos. Mitzad Echad, you got the Zeichel HaMaaseh Bereishis, the idea that there were 6 days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It was a state of Herem. But then there was Shabbos when you could see Hashem. Came Sunday, suddenly there was Herem again. The Shabbos of Zeichel HaMaaseh, the Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the opportunity to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single day of creation. There's no difference between Sunday or Saturday. And these two bechinas of Shabbos may well be the two bechinas of Shabbos we find in the practices of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara says in Beitzah Daf Tesayin, the Gemara says over there that Shammai, He used to eat every single day was lichvod Shabbos Kodesh. Meaning to say, what did he do? Already Sunday, he was out looking to find a nice piece of meat for Shabbos. He found a nice piece of meat, he set it aside for Shabbos. Then Monday, he's walking past the butcher. He goes in and he says, you know what? I can see you've got an even better piece. So he buys that piece, sets that aside for Shabbos, takes Sunday's piece and eats that on Monday. And this continues throughout the week. So it comes out that every single day, he's eating the food of Shabbos. Hillel said, no. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you have to have the middle of Bitochin. Bitochin means, I don't have to worry about on Sunday what's going to be for Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, last minute shopping there'll always be enough Bitochin. What's going on over here? The answer is, it's these two Bechinas of Shabbos again. If you view Shabbos as Shabbos Bereshis, it's a day on its own, then Hillel is 100% correct. Bitochin, what are you worried about on Sunday? But Shammai, as we often see, they're living on the higher plane, they're living on the Le'osid Lova, the Yom Shikur Shabbos, they're saying every single day is Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, so every single day we want to be Yonik from Shabbos. Every single day we want to experience that Kedush of Shabbos. And therefore, Shammai say, this Bechina of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, this Bechina of Yom Shikur Shabbos, therefore every single day they're eating from the Kedush of Shabbos. Coming back now to Parshas Chayisara, we asked that, what's this idea of the candles lasting from one Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos? But come Sunday, or definitely Monday, Shabbos is over. So what's the point of this nes? The answer is, the Ramban writes, and I think it's in his Hakdoma to Sefer Shemos, I think it's there, he says the Ovis were never in Godus. The Ovis were never in Godus. He asked, what do you mean? Avraham Avinu, he went down to Mitzrayim. We know that Yaakov Avinu goes to Beis Lavan. The Gaon says that was his goddess Mitzrayim. What are you talking about? The answer is, we're not talking about a geographical sense. We're talking about the real goddess. The real goddess means, when there is, goddess means e-gilui. There is a lack of revelation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'anuchi haster astir ponai b'yemahu. When there's a state of hell and when a person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day, one day, me'en olam abo, when you're taken out of Godus, you're taken into a sense of Geula, a taste of what's to come. When the Godus goes to Geula, suddenly the Alufa shel olam is revealed. You've gone from a state of no revelation to a state of full revelation. That's the difference between Godus and Geula. For the obvious, it made no difference whether they were in Mitzrayim, whether they were in Eretz Yisrael, China, it didn't matter where they were. They were never in a state of spiritual Godus. Wherever they were, they could look and they could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, for the Ovis, every single day was Shabbos. It made no difference. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, they lived with this Bechina of Yom Shikur Shabbos. And therefore, by Sora Imenu, when she lit the candles on Erev Shabbos, again, Erev Shabbos, meaning the idea of Tosefa Shabbos, the idea of Tosefa Shabbos is that we create a Shabbos. We don't wait for sundown when Shabbos will come in Memeda, that Saturday. No. We're showing that Shabbos really belongs to the week. It belongs to Friday, and it belongs to Motzai Shabbos. It spills over. The idea is that really Shabbos can be found in every single day. And therefore, when she lit the candles on Erev Shabbos, it lasted throughout the week, because by the Ovis, Shabbos, the Yom Shikur Shabbos, was every single day. And therefore, that's why the candles continued throughout the week. So coming back to our Stira, is it going to be two Shabbos which are going to bring the Geula, or is it one? The answer is, it's one Shabbos. But this one Shabbos has two Bechinas in it. It's a Zecher L'maisa Bereshis, but it's also a Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. What the Gemara wants of us in order to bring the Geula is, not just to keep Shabbos as any other mitzvahs we're told in the Torah, do it. So here as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Zecher L'maisa Bereshis, on Saturday, this is Shabbos. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do is, to make that Shabbos into our Shabbos. To take that Shabbos and find the Shabbos, that Bechin of Shabbos, that unique of Shabbos throughout the week. Because if you do that, then in the same way as the others, geographically they may have been in exile, they may have been in Godus, but in a deeper sense, in a spiritual sense, they were never in Godus. If we can bring out that sense of Shabbos, that DNA of Shabbos in every single day of the week, then when we keep Shabbos, We're taking 4 hours of Sunday, like the Ramak said, 4 hours of Monday. We're finding Shabbos, its connection to every day of the week. Then if that's the case, then we're not living in Godus. We're living in a certain spiritual sense. We're already living in a state of Geula. And if we can do that, then we can effectively reverse what happened with the goddess, with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Nefesh HaChaim, the Gemara says in Perek Chilek, when Nebuzaradan, he finally broke through to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he was all proud of himself. A Bas Kol comes out and says, what are you so proud of? You're just burning up ready burnt ashes. Kimchot Tzachinot Tzachinot, you're grinding down ready ground flour. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, what was the Bas Kol telling him? The answer is Esav, Yishmael, all of these people can't touch something which is spiritual. The only reason they were able to destroy our Beis HaMikdash is because we'd already destroyed the inner, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. Once we destroyed the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, then they were able to destroy the physical Beis HaMikdash. The antidote to that is, if we recreate the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash being Shabbos, if we bring ourselves out of the spiritual goddess by keeping the second Bechin of Shabbos, then our Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us, Miyadnik Odin, I will bring back the physical state of Geula, and you'll be able to return once again to Eretz Yisrael to keep that Yom Shekudah Shabbos.
Amen.